where Stratford comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. All right, we're turning the conversation around to something really cool and fabulous and fun. And that is the accomplishments of our young people in our community. So, full disclosure, our next guest is a dear friend, and actually her husband is a dear part of the Connoisseur Media community as well. Ann Gatos joins us now, her husband Mike Gatos, you may know from being a DJ locally on Weeby for many years. Ann Gatos is a dear friend from Shelton, and her daughter Sam is one of my favorite young people. And I was following Sam's amazing progress on a local dance team that took them to the Nationals in Shelton. And they did so well that I wanted them both to come on the air to talk about it. Good morning and welcome, Ann and Sam Gatos. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. Sam, hi. You look so unbelievably adorable. I saw the whole video your mother posted. Can you tell us, Samantha Gatos, can you tell us how old are you?
12 years old.
And what grade are you in?
7th grade.
And what school do you go to?
Shelton Intermediate School.
And what kind of a team are you on at Shelton Intermediate School?
I'm on Team Resilience.
And what is that?
But for cheerleading, she's a part of AYC, the American Youth Cheer, and she's D12. Is that what you meant?
Yes, I meant like, yes. Explain what you're doing, and so what is this about? So Sam, so you go to school every day, and do you practice dancing and cheerleading? Is this cheerleading or dancing?
Cheerleading.
Cheer. Yeah. Cheerleading. Okay. And this is what I would call junior high school or intermediate school cheerleading, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this a team that's at your school with a coach that's at the school?
No, it's not really related to school. It's outside of school.
It's outside of school, okay, but it's in Shelton, right? It's in Shelton.
Yes.
And so you joined a cheerleading team, a private group, to learn how to do cheerleading?
Yes.
And it's a competition?
Yes.
So tell me about the competition. Tell me about it, Sam. Like, are you always, like, every week doing something cheerleading against other cheerleaders in front of judges? How does it work?
We have competitions. Usually we only have four. We have shorelines or locals, states, regionals, and nationals. So we have four total in a season. So we practice for the first half of the season, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then for the other half, when we move indoor, it's Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
And how many girls are on the team?
There's 13 or 14, including me.
And who creates your routines?
Our coach, Erin.
And are the routines dancing routines? Are the routines jumping routines? What are the kind of routines are they?
They have, like, a bunch of stuff in them. They have stunts, they have jumps, they have, like, motions or choreography. They have a pyramid where a few girls go up into stunts, which are called preps or extensions, and they kind of link arms together while other people are in different stunts.
And are you doing this holding pom-poms at the same time?
We only use pom-poms if we go to games, but we don't usually use them as much.
Oh, I used to always cheer with pom-poms, but of course I only cheered in my own room because I didn't have any gymnastic ability whatsoever. And when I was growing up, the girls who were the gymnasts were the cheerleaders. If you couldn't do flips and cartwheels, and I couldn't do any of that, then you couldn't be a cheerleader. Do you have to be able to be good at gymnastics?
Not necessarily. You should probably have like a cartwheel, but you don't really need something. If you don't have them, then maybe the coach can just put you. You don't have to have anything now.
So we're chatting with Sam and Ann Gatos. So Sam, tell me about your team this year. I guess you kept winning. What happened this year?
Well, before competitions, we would practice a lot for about 2.5 hours for each practice. They would be 6 to 8:30 or sometimes 6 to 8. And we won first place at locals and first place at states, second place at regionals, and second place both days at nationals.
And that was in Orlando, Florida?
Yes.
So you won second place at the nationals. That's pretty fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank
you.
Was
it an amazing experience? Was it a lot of fun?
Yes, it was.
Are you close friends with the girls on your team?
Yes, we are. We're really close.
So, Ann, let me talk to you, Mommy Ann. Tell me about this as the mother of Samantha watching this year. Talk to me a little bit about it. What was it like to go through this with Sam?
Well, it was just amazing to see the progression of just starting off. We start in July. You know, we start off little at Gracie Fields in the, you know, towards the late summer, and then we move indoors. And you know, it's you know, these kids are investing a lot of time, as are the parents. And we're kind of going along with them and watching them at each competition, and then they win and we keep moving on. It's so exciting. At the nationals, I think us parents were more nervous than they were. They did just incredibly. It was just wonderful to see how they, you know, how what they've been working towards. This is, you know, their time, energy pays off, their teamwork. They're just such a great group of girls. I also want to give credit to, we had two other teams participate in the nationals from Shelton, Division 10, which is a younger group of girls, and then Samantha was in Division 12 and then Division 14. Division 10 won fifth place, which was amazing, and Division 14 won first place in their division. So we had a great win for the town of Shelton. And even we had a strong representation from New England and especially Connecticut. We also had winners from Newtown, some winners in Milford, and I believe North Haven and Norwich. So we had some good Connecticut representation, but especially Shelton. I'm just extremely proud. We're all proud of them. They're just such great girls, and I just can't be more proud of all of them. And especially to our coaches, too, Coach Aaron, Coach Courtney and her team for D14, and then also Coach Stacy for D10. They're just amazing. So
did you go down by buses? Did you go down by buses and sleep someplace along the way, or did you all get on a plane? How did you get there?
No. Yeah, we all flew. We all flew down. We all flew. So it was just from start to finish. It was just great.
And what do you think, as the mother of a middle schooler, what do you think the participation for Sam in this kind of endeavor, what do you think that does for her and the development of her character and her self-esteem as she's growing up?
It's just such a important life experience, as far as, you know, Samantha, she's tends to be a little shy. It's really bringing her out of her shell, builds confidence, builds teamwork. You know, it's just all around. It's really a lot of good life experience and confidence building. So it's just all in all a wonderful learning experience on so many levels, performing in front of so many people and practice. Practice pays off.
Sam, why do you love it so much? What do you love about this?
I like just the feeling of going out on stage and just like the crowd yelling and screaming for us. I really like that part. And I also like that all my friends are on the team. So it's not like it's like brand new stranger kids, people that I don't know. I've been familiar with them.
You know, Sam, it's amazing for me to hear you say that you like to hear all the audience applaud for you, because it's different for me knowing you as somebody who used to be sort of a shy kid. It's really, really cool that you like getting out on stage. Do you think you might like to be out on stage for other things, like to do acting or something like that?
I haven't really done that before, but I think I might. I kind of would like that.
I think you'd be great, Sam. I think you're going to be great at whatever you want, but I think you'd be great at that too. I want to know something, Sam, because I watched the video, and no offense, all the ponytails look alike. I can't tell who you are. On the pyramid, are you on top or are you on one of the bottom?
I'm on one of the bottoms in the back.
Okay, so you're one of the people holding on to make sure that the person jumping on you doesn't fall, doesn't wobble.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And are you going to stick with cheerleading? Is this something you're going to do next year too?
Yes.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations, Sam. I can't wait to give you a hug in person. How's Teddy? How's the doggy?
He's good.
He's good? Good. Very good. All right. Well, Ann Gatos, Sam Gatos, my love to you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling into WICC today. And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for making us feel good about what you're doing in the community. It makes us feel good to hear. Yeah.
Thanks for having us on and letting us post about our wonderful team.
You bet.
And all
you
of our
bet.
Team here in Shelton.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Thank
all
you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Ann and Sam Gatos on the Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.